Okay, so let's begin. So we're up to the let's start. Kol kumi legam adino. Lachimah kol asiyamai asiy asad the nehigi b'hutz of a dafna. Even though in the Mishnah lists the various kinds of ksolim that you have in various minhagim, so the low it goes down to levenim and kfisim. But the Gemara says that from hakol kumi legam adino, you see that you could have a minhag for something that's less than levenim, for b'hutz of a dafna. So Yishayim had two questions here. A lot of this we already spoke through. Yishayim had done two issues. Number one. What about a minhag of less than hutzav adafna? Is hutzav adafna some kind of minimum below which you can't go? Or is hutzav adafna just an example of something that's not from the minhagim that are listed in the Mishnah? But who adin could be other minhagim that are less sadin that Rishayim talk about or something. So Rabbi Natan holds that it's a minimum. From the fact that Gemara says lasuya asur the nehigi b'hutz of a dafna, the Mishnah is coming to be mar b'hutz of a dafna. Well, that's a minimum. The rush is maisif. The rush holds like Rabbi Natan, and the rush is maisif. The rush is in simon hay. It's in taikit from the Gemara. Let's see Russian side. I call community galadina, I call a see, my lassi, asin hiki butsu vadaf, hikshir bay natam. My boy lassi, lema lassi, Russian here. Oh, there's a word missing. My boy lassi, my. What's the noise kashi lassi, my? What do you mean lassi, my? Lema lassi, call him a kaimis, kifimashin rago. That's not clear to me. Is the dig from the kash of lasuy mai, or is the dig from the teretz of hutzav adafna? The pshutai, I would have thought the teretz is from hutzav adafna. Why did it single out hutzav adafna? Apparently, that's the minimum. So it's a mashman that the dig is from the lasuy mai. Kilo, what do you mean lasuy mai? It sounds like we're looking for something specific. Why does that have to be something specific? We're marked. They call them an ogim. Lasuy mai, I think that's the Shabbat here. Lasuy is mashma that we're looking for something for a specific type of kaisa. So in other words, again, if just from the fact that it says hutzav adafna, maybe that's only by way of example. But from the fact that the Gemara asks lasuy mai, it's mashma that the Gemara is looking for a particular kind of kaisa. Lasuy mai, what kind of kaisa? We're singling out what kind of kaisa. So what does that mean? So it's what he says. The Gemara takes for granted that there is some kind of limitation. It has to have some kind of chashivos. So the lasuy mai, what's the mission is coming to be marred by some other kaisel that also has some degree of chashivos. So what is this kaisel that has a degree of chashivos that it's still admissible, but it's less than levenu? That's good for the dafna. Ablo nogu bepochis minug shtusu lo yavdin away. Less than a minug of hutzav adafna is a minug shtus, and we don't accept such a minug. Then I'm going to. V'chein mashma loshin hakol asuy mai. Kolay mer eiz adover roi lemechitz chutz mer eisam hamufroshim b'mishnah. V'kamel asuy as. I don't know. Isn't this redundant? V'kamel asuy ba'asid nehigi b'chutz v'dachna. The afsid nami koy mechitz v'rokim shenogu. Avon limpochus b'kan anot mikain. Isn't he saying the same raya over again? What's the chen mashma loshin? Wasn't that the raya in the first place? When Tom asks, my boy lasuye, my. What's the kash lasuye my? So now he says again, the chen mashma loshin, hakol lasuye my. Why is the Lechein Mashma a different deal than the original deal? That's not clear to me. It sounds like, I don't have this clear, but it sounds like the original deal of Rabbi Natan is, why is there a Gemara here at all? The Mishnah self-explanatory. The Mishnah gave four examples of Ksalim. That's not exhaustive. I can think of other Ksalim. That's the exhaustive list of no other Ksalim in the world. Maybe there's a place where they make plastic Ksalim. There's all kinds of Ksalim in the world. So I call Kamina Gamadino. What's bothering the Gemara? I call Lassi. So for that, I mean, time is the Dayak. That the Gemara is assuming that there's a certain chashivas that you need, and it's asking the Mr. single out these solemn because they have chashivas. But it seems that these are not the only solemn that have chashivas. There are less solemn that have chashivas, so that's less CMI. So that's a diuk from the fact that there's a Gemara altogether. Why didn't we have a kashi altogether? The second diuk is a diuk from the Lashon, like he says, V'chein mashma al-Lashon. La suya imai is mashma becoming to be marba, specific kind of case. But it's not the la suya imai, and then we say la suya asur v'chein v'chein v'chein. It's mashma coming to be, the Lashon is mashma, that we're coming to be marba specifically v'chein v'chein, and not, it's not a global ribui for all kinds of song. Okay, so that's Shitas Rabbi Natan. And Bangrat is Chalik. The Ramban says you could have Minhagim less than Mutzav Adav. Also, Meduyik Mevun Rosh, I think it's a Chiddush. We're going to get it going forward. I think it's Meduyik and Rosh. Let's say a Taftak a place where the Noyig with less than Mutzav Adav. So the Rosh says, Rabbi Natan, that's not a good Minhag. That's a Minhag Stus. So I could take that in two directions, Lachar. I could say it's a minhag shtus, and therefore they have to build chutzav dafna. Or maybe I could take it the other way around, that it's a minhag shtus, and therefore basically it's like they're being noig not to have psalim at all. And it'll have a din of a malkin that they were noig not to have psalim at all. The rest is the first way. In a place where the noig pochus chutzav dafna, since it's not a good minhag, so they have to make chutzav dafna. Then it leads us to another question, which is to be shown in Red Dawn. What's Taka the din in a place where they're not to have Ksalim at all? The Gemara talks about Asu Behigim Utsuva Dafna. What about a place, good, I mean, the time discussed less than Utsuva Dafna, but what about a place where they're not to make Ksalim altogether? That's also Machaikas Yishayim. So the Rosh in Simon Vav brings that Machaikas. It's in Simon Vav, towards the middle of Simon Vav. First, he's Megayik from Gino. Like Gino, it says, Stam Gino. The Gemara says, Stam Gino is Kemokim Shinogu Ligdar. So, Rishayim are Medayik. Most Rishayim are Medayik. Not only Rishayim agree to this, but most Rishayim are Medayik. It seems it's only Stam Gino. But in a Gino where the Minig is not to be good there, they don't care about Ayin Hara, you don't have to have a Gedder. So then, the Rosh is done. What about in a Chotzer? What is the Minig Shalay Ligdar Klal in a Chotzer of Alad Minig or not? So he brings that Yesh Mefarshim, the word in Bechotzer. That a minhag shalei ligda klal is a good minhag. He makes a kavachaymer from gina, madach a gina, it's mashna mora, that a gina is more than a chotzer, has more hesikri than a chotzer, in the lishna kam of the gemara. Because the lishna kam holds hesikri in a chotzer, like lashma hesik. But in a gina, you do have to make it, there is a hesik, because of ayin hara. So you see that a gina is more than a chotzer. So if in a gina, it helps a minhag shalei ligda, so in a chotzer, like kol shekein, the rosh is doich al raya. So it's not a raya. If hesikri is lashma hesik, we don't care about the hesikri of dira. So gina still has ayin hara. But now that Hezekiah Ishmael Hezek, we pass the Hezekiah Ishmael Hezek, so the Hezekiah of Deer is more than the Hezekiah of Ayin Har. So maybe maybe in a Guinea you could have a Minuk Shalig B'Klal, but in a Chotzer, maybe a Minuk Shalig B'Klal is not considered to be a Minuk B'Chal. So he brings both Stodim, and he says, V'chein Iker, he's Mashba, the second way, that a Minuk Shalig B'Klal in a Chotzer is not a valid Minuk at all. including the Rosh, the Shittosai. Since the Rosh holds that a minig shaloi lig der klal is not a valid minig at all, so now in a minig, if the minig is to be guided there with paper, with sadinim, with something with less than hutzav adafna, and Rabbi Natan is medayik in the Gemara that's also not a minig. So if a minig to be guided there with less than hutzav adafna is not a minig, so it can't. So now we said it can go in two directions. So we could say so they basically are not guided there. So you don't have to have a getter. But that's not available to the Rosh, because the Rosh holds it in a place where they're not geider at all, you still have to have a getter. So maybe you have to go the other direction. Since a minhag shall look the cloud is not a good minhag. That's the Rosh and Siman Vav. And in Siman Hayes and asking through any time that less than Hutzav Adafna is also not a good minhag. So both in a place where they're noig not to be geider at all, or in a place where they're noig to be geider with less than Hutzav Adafna. So the din is you have to be geider with Hutzav Adafna. On the other hand, according to the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rosh and Siman Vav, that a minhag shaloi ligder klal is a valid minhag. So then Yesh Lodun, what's the din of a kaisel with a noig with less than hutzav adafna? Rabbi Natan tells me it's not a valid minhag. So maybe taka with the din would be, since it's not a valid minhag, maybe the din would be in a place with a noig to do puffless and hutzav adafna. Since less than hutzav adafna is a joke, so maybe in effect it's a mokum shenogu shaloi lig d'klal, and a mokum shenogu shaloi lig d'klal. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, you don't have to be going to rule.
Rebbe,
yeah.
Doesn't the fact that they're trying to build walls here show that they are makban and hezekriya, even if they're not building the best walls, like they show?
Maybe it's not mukhach. Maybe it's not mukhach. It could be it's not mukhach. Maybe you could say that in a place with a noig with less than hutzav adafna, but I see they're makban and hezekriya, and less than hutzav adafna is a shtus. So you have to do hutzav adafna. But in a place where the minhag is shaloi lig der klal, then they're talking about makban hezekriya. Maybe that's valid not to be makban hezekriya. Maybe that's a valid minhag. Maybe the chazan not mukhuch. It could be it's machlekes yishayna, but I'm not sure what it's totally in. Rabbi Nuyoy, the Rashba is also done. This issue in Siman Vav, a minhag shaloi lig der klal. Is it a valid minhag or not? The two days in the Rosh. So it's a machlekes, you can give them names. It's machlekes, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba holds that it's not a valid minhag. Minhag shaloi lig d'klal is not a valid minhag. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that a minhag shaloi lig d'klal is a valid minhag. Those are the two days that the Rosh is bringing. They were both before the Rosh, more or less. So Stama, that's who the Rosh means. The Rosh saw the Rashba, I think, but the Rashba was older. In many others, for sure, before. So the Rashba brings a raya that a minhag shaloi lig der klal is not a good minhag. His raya is from Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was medayik from the Gemara that a minhag to be geider that less than hutzav adafna is not a valid minhag. Says the Rosh, if a minhag of less than hutzav adafna is not valid, then a minhag shaloi lig der klal is avada not valid. Well, he takes Rabbeinu Tam for granted. But the Tam was with Ayik in the Gemara, Lassi, Asu, Nahigi, Hutzav Adafna, that's Takim Adduik in the Gemara, that he accepts Rabbi Natan's diuk in the Gemara, as he takes it as a given, that a minig of less than hutzav adafna is not a minig. That's the baseline. Hutzav adafna is the minimum. Less than hutzav adafna is not acceptable. So he says, if less than hutzav adafna is not acceptable, so minig shaloi liv the klal is about not acceptable. So a raya that a minig shaloi liv the klal is not acceptable. Yeah, the Rashba needs to be understood. There's several issues in the Rashba. There's one issue that we talked about more in Daf Beis, which is that the Rashba himself and Daf Beis hold. So we had a machlekes rishonim with Daf Beis. Why bechlal do you have to make a kaisel k'minhag ha-medina? Who cares about the minhag ha-medina? It's all hezek ri'ya. Chutz of adaf takes off hezek ri'ya, or paper takes off hezek ri'ya. So why can't I just make a mechitza? I don't want to make a mechitza of minhag ha-medina. I don't follow the minhag ha-medina slavishly. Reuben wants a kaisel k'minhag ha-medina. And Shimon says, I'm not interested in a kaisel k'minhag ha-medina. What's your taina? Hezek ri'ya? So I'll make a kaisel of stinim or of chutz of adaf. We had a machlekes rishonim. What's the issue? Why is that no good? The Ross says that it really is good. If Shimon wants to build a wall on his own, 100%, he can be kind of to touch and build the hutz of Adafna. The only thing is that if he wants Reuben to participate, so Reuben can say, I don't want to waste my money on a wall that's less than Minhag HaMedina. Anyway, it's last as my say on Paras. The Ramban and the Rashba say that even if Shimon wants to build a wall on his own, Reuben can still insist on a Kaisel Avonim k'Minhag HaMedina, because Reuben can say, I don't want to be Misatzim Imcha B'din. I don't want the Kol Shah should have to be assassin in Imcha B'din. And the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban adds, and Beni Ubeni, I'll be Nizik Behezek Riyah. The Rashba doesn't add those words. The Rashba just says, I don't want to be assassin in Kol Shah B'din. So what we were done in that base is, if according to the Rashba, the reason why you need to have a Kaisel at all, Minhag HaMedina, like the whole reason why Minhag HaMedina is Kaveya, is because of this issue that I don't want to be assassin in Imcha B'din. So what's the Rashba's raya from the fact that Rabbi Natan said that a minug of less than hutzav adafna is a minug shtos, that a minug shalai libda klal is a minug shtos? What's the raya? A minug shal to be greater with less than hutzav adafna is a minug shtos, because you're going to be misatzim yimei kol, you're going to be constantly misatzim yimei bedin. Every other week, you're going to make if you have a mechitza that's made out of paper. So every week you're going to be running to Beis Din. You'll be misasim yimei bedin. So if that's a minhag shtos, hutzav adafna. If that's the minhag medina, so hutzav adafna is not called you being misasim yimei bedin. But a minhag shalai lik d'klal, shalai lik d'klal. Yes, forever. There's no misasim. You're never going to be misasim. You never have to run to Beis Din. So what did the Rashba see here? Where did the Rashba see a raya here b'cha? So that's an issue we talked about in that base, and from that we were medayik that even though the Rashba only talks about being a misasim yimei bedin. But the real issue is not the running to Beis Din. The issue is that while you're running to Beis Din, Beini Ubeini, you're going to be Nizik Be'ezek Riyah. Like the Lashon, the Ramban bends. The Ramban adds those words. You're going to be Mikol Shoyin after Misatzim Yimei B'din, and Beini Ubeini will be Nizik Be'ezek Riyah. And the God of the Rashba over here, when he makes this Cheshmet for Meimei Ham, he also adds that, the Beini Ubeini Be'ezek Riyah. But that's the main issue. It's not the running to Beis Din per se. It's the Beini Ubeini that you're Nizik Be'ezek Riyah. And that base, I said, it has been maybe because the running to Beis Din, that's not from the Tikkun HaChatzer. And which Mechayev over here is only dinim of Tikkun HaChatzer. So Tikkun HaChatzer is Nageir to the Chatzer. So the Beini Ubeini that Yenizik Behezek Riyah and can't live properly in the Chatzer, that's Tikkun HaChatzer. So that's a Tviyah. But the running to Beis Din, that's not Tikkun HaChatzer. That doesn't go into it. So it's the running to Beis Din by itself is nothing. It's that Beini Ubeini going to be Nizik Behezek Riyah. So Mela, the Rashba says the Rashba, if a minig less than Hutzav Adaf is no good, because Beini Ubeini going to be Nizik Behezek Riyah, so a minhag shalai lik d'klal, when you're going to be nizik b'hezek riyah 24/7, about it's not a good minhag. That's the Rashba's cheshbon. So the Rashba's cheshbon is that since a minhag to be guided with less than hutzav adafna is not good, the kavach chaymer a minhag shalai lik d'klal is not good. Sounds good. Then it's right away we can make a simple cheshbon. I think we made this cheshbon on that base. That the rush l'shitosei, the rush in Siman Vav, when he's done whether a minhag shalai lik d'klal is a good minhag or not a good minhag, and he brings both opinions. So Lamaisi, he himself, he says v'chein iker, he sides with the Rashba at the end of the day, that a minhag shel klal is not a good minhag. But he's done both stonim of the Suffolk. He brings both opinions. And he doesn't mention the raya from Rabbeinu Tam. That was the Rashba's main raya from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh himself also like Rabbeinu Tam. He was Medayak from Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rosh himself brought Rabbeinu Tam with Gadon Echelkim. And saying, hey, the Rosh brought Rabbeinu Tam. Less than Hutzav Adaf is not a good minhag. But why didn't the Rosh make the Rashba's cheshbon? If less than Hutzav Adaf is not a good minhag, so kal v'chaim rei minhag shel klal is not a good minhag. The answer is Pashat, the Rosh l'shitosai. The Rosh holds the reason why you have to follow the minhag HaMedina is because I'm Paras. And he writes to last is Moshe and Paras. So in any way to last is Moshe and Paras, there's no, you can't, so according to him, the Raya doesn't start. The Rashba's Raya doesn't start. Of course, a minute of less than Hutzav Adaf is no good. Because you know why a minute of less than Hutzav Adaf is no good? Because it's on Paras. It's a waste of money. But a minute Shalai Lik Deklal is free. So that's not a waste of money. Maybe Stama's not a good minute to Stama suffer Hezekiah. Maybe that's not a good minute. Maybe you have to take care of Hezekiah. But it has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rosh didn't make this judgment. So that works out very well. The Rosh holds the issue of minhag HaMedina is on Paris. So less than Hutzav Adafna is about on Paris. Even in a place with a noyig, less than Hutzav Adafna, Chazal said it's a minhag Stus, that's on Paris. That's a waste of money by any reckoning. So therefore, you have to make a rule of Hutzav Adafna. Less than Hutzav Adafna is a minhag Stus. Then he has another dinam. What about a minhag Shalai Lik Deklal? That's nothing to do with on Paris. That's free. Lasts forever, and it's free. So there, Amporis doesn't enter into it. So Rabbi Natan is not relevant. But it's a shayla by itself. A minhag shel klal, is it a valid minhag or not? In the Gin it is. They're not makban and hezekiah. They're not makban and ayin har. But what about in the chotzer? Maybe that is a valid minhag. It's not a valid minhag. So the Rosh Maskan is not a valid minhag because a minhag not to be makban and hezekiah is not a valid minhag. But in the Rosh is separate in Yonah. Mashenkin, the Rashba the Shitosa, who holds that the reason why minhag Medina is dispositive is because if you make a kaisel that's not g'minhag HaMedina, so it's going to be falling down constantly and going to be misatzim yimibidin, and the punchline is, beini you'll be nizik behezekriya. That's why it's no good, because beini you'll be nizik behezekriya. And minhag HaMedina defines what's called beini ubeini, like what's called, you're going to be, every now and then you're going to be nizik with hezekriya. What's the standard of now and then? So says the Rashba, If less than Hutzav Adaf is no good because you're going to be too frequently nizik beini ubeini with hezekriya, so a minhag shel Lik Deklal, when you're constantly going to be nizik with hezekriya, is about or not a good minhag? But fine, thus far is good. But Yesh Lishtoil, and this goes to Adam's point, what's the Rashba's raya at all? Maybe la'olam a minhag shel Lik Deklal is a good minhag. Rabbeinu Tam was medayek in the Gemara that less than Hutzav Adaf is not a good minhag. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean, or maybe the diuk doesn't mean. I don't think the Rashba is tied to Rabbeinu Tam personally. He's tied to Rabbeinu Tam's diuk in the Gemara. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam's diuk in the Gemara that less than Hutzav Adaf is not a good minhag doesn't mean that less than, if they're noig less than Hutzav Adaf, you have to make Hutzav Adaf. Maybe it means that if they're noig less than Hutzav Adafna, so it's not a valid minhag, and it's ki'ilu, they were noig shalai lik deklal, and a minhag shalai lik deklal is a valid minhag, and they don't have to be goyim at all. In a way, the Rashba's logic, what I'm asking is that the Rashba, in a way, is circular. He wants to know, is a minhag shalai lik deklal valid or not? So he proves it from the fact that a minhag to be goyim with less than Hutzav Adafna is not a valid minhag. And since a minhag shel Lik Deklal is not a valid minhag, which he assumes means that if they're noig less than Hutzav Adafna, you have to make Hutzav Adafna. So kal v'chomer that if they're noig shel Lik Deklal, that it's not a good minhag, and you have to do Hutzav Adafna. But isn't he assuming the thing that he wants to prove? The thing that he wants to prove is if they're noig shel Lik Deklal, it's not a good minhag. Maybe it's not true. A minhag shel Lik Deklal is a good minhag. And when, if in a place for the noyig to be guided with less than Hutzav Adafna, less than Hutzav Adafna is taka and nothing, it's a shtus. So therefore, in effect, they're not being guided klal. And therefore, you don't have to make it gather. And that's what it'll mean. In a place where they're noyig Hutzav Adafna, so you have to follow that and do Hutzav Adafna. And in a place where they're noyig less than Hutzav Adafna, so that you can ignore the minhag and don't be guided at all. Because in effect, the minhag is not to be guided at all. Because less than Hutzav Adafna is not a gather at all. So what could we say? So what could we say? So the chayyim, maybe we could say along the lines that Adam was saying before, that the Rashba assumed, that's going to help us, that the Rashba assumed that a minug shall leave the cloud, that's not a valid minug. We can't assume it. That's what he wants to prove. Rashba's assuming that that in a place where the minug less than Hutzav Adafna, Avad, they want to make a law. It's a place where they want to make a wall. You can't call it a place where they're not knowing to be going there. You see they're trying to be going there. They're very machbid here in Hezekiah. But it's a shus because you're going to be nisik all the time with Hezekiah. But it says, well, and if the place where they want to be machbid in Hezekiah, but it's less than the Hutzav Adafna, so it's a minig shtus and it's not valid. So in a place where they're knowing, shalai lita klal, it's not valid. Yeah, but the Chorot says it doesn't make any sense. It still doesn't make any sense. Because once you say that distinction, then a place where the noyish leave the cloud, but they want to be noyish, they want to make a wall. So if they have to have a wall, and it has to be a good wall, so then what's the riot to a place where they're not noyish at all? Where they're not noyish in a place at all, a place where they're not noyish at all. So they're not, they don't even want a wall. So maybe that's a valid minute. The Rashba, like this. We could, in theory, make a chiluk. We'll call it Adam's chiluk because that's the chiluk that he's suggesting. That maybe we can make a chiluk that maybe in a place where they don't want to make, where they're noyish, like Ligda Klal, they're not Machban and Hezekiah. In a place where they're noyish with less than Hutzav Adafna, so they are Machban and Hezekiah, but they do it in a shtus way. So then you have to make a good one. There you have to make a good one. Now, does the Rashba know of that chiluk, or does he not know of that chiluk? Does he subscribe to that? Does he think that it could be a good chiluk, or maybe it's not a good chiluk? So, Manashach, if the Rashba knows of Adam's chiluk, and that could be a distinction, so that I don't understand the Rashba at all, then what's his raya? The Rashba's raya runs, since you see from Ibn Adam, that in a place with a noig less than Hutzav Adafna, it's a shtus, and you have to do Hutzav Adafna, so in a place with a noig, shall even the cloud of vada, that's not a good minute. What's the raya b'chal? The place where they're noyig with less than Hutzav Adafna, they want to have a wall. They want to be careful from Hezekiah. And they're doing it in a way that's a shtus. So then you have to make a wall of Hutzav Adafna. The place where they're noyig with chal, that's not a shtus. They're just not makbar in Hezekiah. Akkotok, the Rashba doesn't have Adam's chal. He doesn't think that makes a difference. Or whatever, I'm not quite sure why, but he doesn't think that makes a difference. He thinks that if in a place where the noish shall lig the cloud, you could have a minuk shall lig the cloud, and you could just go around without worrying about Hezekiah. So in a place where the noish with pochus mutzav adafna, so that certainly should be a good minuk, and you could walk around frequently being nizik by Hezekiah. My question is, what's the raya? What's the raya? Maybe a minug of less than Hutzav Adafna is a shtus. But because it's a shtus, so therefore you don't have to be in the goyder at all. Maybe I'm missing something. I think the Pshat in the Rashi was like this. The Rashba holds, like we made a time, that a minug of less than Hutzav Adafna is a minug shtus. But the reason why it's a minug shtus for the Rashba is not. You could say it's a minhag shtus because you see they want, you see they're makban and hezekriya and they're doing it in a stupid way. So it's a minhag shtus. But then it's not comparable to a minhag shtus like the cloud. There they don't want to be, there they don't want to, there they're not makban and hezekriya. And the Rashba seems to think it is comparable. So I think you have to say the shtus is not that they want to be makban and hezekriya and they're going about it the wrong way. That's not the shtus. The shtus is that be'etzem, if they're noy in a place where they're noy with less than Hutzav Adafna, they're frequently nizik with Hezekriya. It's not that they're the people, it's not that they're the people of Chelm, that they're doing a stupid thing. Maybe it's a smart thing. But it's a place where, I mean, it's certainly cheap. And they don't care that they're frequently nizik with Hezekriya. The shtus is being frequently nizik with Hezekriya is a shtus. Normal people don't want to be frequently nizik b'hezekriya. And they're asked, but if it's a shtus to be frequently nizik b'hezekriya, it's a shtus to be nizik b'hezekriya all the time. It's a shtus not to be makban b'hezekriya at all. If it's a shtus to be lenient about b'hezekriya, then it's certainly a bigger shtus not to be makban b'hezekriya altogether. I have a thought. I want to check something here. There's a slight difference between the way the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba. The Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam and it's a minug shtus. The Rashba brings Rabbeinu Tam that it's a minug tos. The minug is a tos. Could be that it's a big difference. The Rosh calls it, says it's a shtus. What does it mean it's a shtus? Means that shtus means they want to be makbid and hezekriya and they're going about it in a stupid way. There's like a there's a discrepancy between what they want to do and the way they're doing it. That's a shtus. They're makbid and hezekriya. And they do it in this stupid way of doing less than Hutzav Adafna. Maybe Tamparis, maybe the Shtus is going to Tamparis, maybe even with Adam Paris, maybe it's Be'etzim Shtus. Before I said in the Rosh, it's Tamparis. Maybe you don't even have to come on Tamparis. Maybe even if one person wants to do less than Hutzav Adafna, it's nothing. Be'etzim Shtus. So the Fila Rosh Taka, this is totally irrelevant to a Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Ligdo Klal. You see, the Rosh didn't bring the Raya, did not bring the Raya from Rabbeinu Tam. So before he made a Cheshmet on Paras, the Rosh Toshitosu Be'an Paras, he was a different Cheshmet. I'm not even so sure. The Fila Rosh, the Rosh says it's a minute shtus, less than, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, less than Hutzav Adafna is a shtus. What does he mean that it's a shtus? What if the Moshul, what would be if Shimon wants to be kindness l'toich shaloi and to build less than Hutzav Adafna. We know the Rosh holds that if Shimon wants to be kindness l'toich shaloi, he could build with Hutzav Adafna. That was the Lashon of the Rosh at the beginning. What if Shimon wants to be kindness l'toich shaloi and he wants to build less than Hutzav Adafna? He wants to put up a sadden. That does not say before in the Rosh. That's what I would say. It's the same issue. If he doesn't care about the waste of money, he doesn't care about the waste of money. I'm thinking now, maybe that's not true. Hutzav Adafna is a good kaisel, but in this Medina, they're not knowing that way, because in this Medina, they consider it to be a bad investment. That's called Anparas. So if Shimon's doing it by himself, we don't care about Anparas. Anparas is only a time if you want Reuben to participate. But a law that's less than Hutzav Adafna, the Rosh doesn't say that it's a minig of Anparas. It's a minig shtus. It's a wall that doesn't work. You want to prevent hezekria, a sadden doesn't work. That's not really preventing hezekria, and it's not really preventing hezekria because it's constantly falling. That's not called as preventing hezekria at all. So maybe that won't even work if you claim it's the tech shalai. And it could be seen in the duke that way, because the Rosh before, when he talked about being kindness to tech shalai, and he says you could do it, it's only if you want Reuben to participate, then anyway, it's lasses my say and paras. The Rosh said a case where he's claiming to touch Shaloi and he wants to make Hutzav Adafna. Why do you say Hutzav Adafna? There's less than Hutzav Adafna in the world. Claiming to touch Shaloi doesn't have to be Hutzav Adafna. Why stop with Hutzav Adafna? Make a sadden. Maybe it's not a minduyug. Hutzav Adafna is not a shtus. Well, right, there are places where they have such a minug, and it's a good minug. It's not a shtus. Well, you could be kindness to touch shaloi anywhere, even in places, even in fancy places. You could be kindness to touch shaloi and make kutzav adafna. If it's not a shtus, why can't you do it? So, minig of Medina is only mechayiv in the level of amparas. You want Reuben to participate, he can say, in this Medina, we hold that we turn up our noses at anything less than gebil v'gosos. Okay. So but if you're kindness to touch shaloi, you're not meshubah to that. But less than kutzav adafna, the Rosh calls that a shtus. The shtus, it doesn't even take off hezekriya. For the Rosh Lishitosi, when it comes to a place where they're not knowing any kaisel at all, the Rosh Nisim involved, when he's down about a place where they're not knowing any kaisel at all, he doesn't bring the raya from Rabbeinu Tam, from a place where they're knowing less than Hutzav Adafna. It's not comparable. Less than Hutzav Adafna is a shtus. They're trying to take off hezekriya and they're doing it in a way that's a shtus. That's not called taking off hezekriya. So that's a minhag shtus. But in a place where they're not makbid in a kaisel at all, that means they're not makbid in hezekriya. Maybe that's not a shtus. Well, that has to be done in its own right. Is that taka valid? Is it valid for a mokum to be knowing not to be makbar and hezekriya? It's a nidah by itself, but it's nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam. The lashon of the Rashba is different. The Rashba doesn't call it a minhag shtus. The Rashba and the base where the whole nidah is. The Rashba calls it a tos, a minhag tos. Tos means it's not a shtus. It's not a shtus. It's cheap. A sadden is very cheap. Arishtus. And of course, it falls down a lot, and there's a lot of hezekriya. There's a lot of beni of benis. There's constant beni of benis. I think the Rashi Lashon is over there. They're not makbid on the beni of beni. They're very immune to beni of beni. They don't care about beni of beni. As long as every other day they can do private things, then they're not makbid on the beni of beni. So it's arishtus. But it's a tos. Why is it a tos? It's a tos because a minhag shlolit deklal is a tos. Because it's not legitimate to be not makbar in hezekriya. So a minhag tos means it's not a legitimate minhag. Because basically their makbid, their minhag is not to be makbar in hezekriya. They're not makbid, they don't go so far as to be, they're not communists, they're not makbar in hezekriya at all. But they're not makbid, but they're very, very, very lax about hezekriya. They have paper walls that they're constantly nizik, but they're constantly having hezekriya, and they don't care. That's a minhag tos. Because it's not legitimate not to be makbid in hezekriya. That's why for the Rashi but Sarai and for the Rosh Hashanah.
Rebbe,
yeah.
This is not still the circular logic that we're already assuming that it's a tatlos to not have any wall before we start?
No, this is not circular because the Rashba doesn't have the concept of shtus at all. The Rashba doesn't think that it's a shtus. If this is how they're knowing, They're willing to have hezekiah every other day in order to have cheap mechitzas of paper. It's aristos. It's just not legitimate, because so much laxity about hezekiah is not legitimate. So then he says a very there's something circular. So you see in Rabbeinu Tam that a minhag to be very lax about hezekiah is not acceptable. There's a certain standard of decency that less than that is no good. So the standard of decency is that you're sutzav adatna. That's, you have enough protection from hezekiah that's a minimum standard of decency. But less than that, so you're constantly living with hezekiah. Maybe to live constantly with hezekiah is not a valid minhag. That's called a minhag tos. Because civilized people are makban and hezekiah. So then I like drawing close again in a place where they just forgo hezekiah altogether. So that's certainly not a valid minhag. That's why the Rashi says from Rabbeinu Tam, we could be machriach that a minhag should lead to klal is not a valid minhag. And the Rosh, on the other hand, in the Rosh, we don't see that. In the Rosh, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam too. He's just as much a supporter of Rabbeinu Tam as the Rashi is. And yet when he comes to the question of a mokum shenogu shalai lead to klal, he brings it as machlekes, and he's machriach, he takes machriach like the Rashi, but not because of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't bring Rabbeinu Tam into the picture. It's nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam. So why is the what's found in the Rosh? So here we could go two ways, Ben. We could say what I said at the beginning of Shir. That's not in the Rosh Lushitosa. The Rosh shows everything's measured in Amparas. And the reason why a minug of less than of Adathan is not a valid minug is not because it's just because it's Amparas. That's called Amparas. Even though in this, that's Amparas. That's a waste of money. That's objectively a waste of money. Even though this Medina, they do it. But it's objectively a waste of money. Reuven could always say, I think that's a waste of money. I want a world that's at least Tutsavadar. And Mela, if that has nothing to do with him, Minik Shalik the Cloud is not a waste of money. There's no money. It's free. That's Mahalach number one. That could be. But if that's the Mahalach and the Rosh, then we're saying that the problem with less than Hutsavadafna is that it's Amparas. And then it'll be an Afkamino. If he wants to be Kainis Lutar Shaloi, then he could do less than Hutsavadafna. Before, when he talked about being klein as l'tayshu loy, he didn't say you could do less than hutzav adafna. He said you could do hutzav adafna. I think it's meduyik that less than hutzav adafna you can't even do if you're klein as l'tayshu loy. Because that's a shtus. That's what he hears. That's why over here he calls it a minhag shtus. He doesn't say it's a minhag of amparas. It's a waste of money. Okay? It's meduyik also in this rush. It's meduyik both places. Before, when he talked about being claimed to touch, he only talked about Hutzav Adafna, not less. Maybe that's not such a terrible deal. Maybe you didn't want to get into that. But it's somewhat of a deal. And then over here, when he talks about Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't say that in a place with a noig less than Hutzav Adafna, it's not a valid minhag, because that's on purpose for everybody. He says that it's a shtus. Now, again, it's really not the deal's not muchuk here either. He may mean it's a shtus in terms of on purpose. In this Medina, they think less than Hutzav Adafna is also not a waste of money, but that's stupid, because Avad is a waste of money. In which case, we can go, in the Rosh, the embassy, we could go two ways. We could go in the Rosh, that the Rosh is just, everything's on paras. And a minhag of less than Hutzav Adafna is a shtus because it's on paras. And even though here in this Medina, they think it is that it's a good investment of their money to build paper mechitzas, but they're stupid economically. Their economics is stupid. So maybe it's on paras. You want to be kindness to touch shloik, it's untaked. So then it altogether has nothing to do with the minhag shloik the cloud. Then I understand why the Rosh didn't bring this Rabbeinu Tam later on when he was talking about the minhag shloik the cloud. What does it have to do? There's no on paras. But I'm suggesting maybe in the Rosh, a different mouth, that the Rosh holds that the issue is not on paras. It's not on paras. The shloik is not economics. Maybe it's not on purpose. If that's the minhag Medina, the big build paper walls, they cost next to nothing. Maybe that's not on purpose. The shtus is that they want to be makbid on hezekiah, and they're doing it in a way that's not effective. That's a shtus. But in Minhag Shloi the Klal, that's not a shtus. Why is that a shtus? Then it's very good. The Rosh calls it a shtus, and the Rashba calls it a tos. It's not exactly what I said to say this morning, but I think it comes out very good.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
If according to the Rashba, the problem with a wall that's less sensitive to Dafna is that there's going to be nezik that happens too frequently, are we now ignoring the reasoning of his attachment to the din for being the reason to go by Minhag Medina in general? Meaning it seems like it's different.
Again?
Once the Rashba is sensitive to nezik happening too frequently, shouldn't that also be the reason for why the Rashba should explain why we go by Minhag Medina? Not because of his attachment to the din, but because nezik might happen if the wall falls.
I think that's what the Rashba means. But the Rashba talked about it being misatsimim b'din. I think he meant like the Ramban, that I'm going to be misatsimim
b'din.
You see, it's curious. Even in the Rashba, even though the Rashba in the beginning of that Beza Med Aleph, when he talked about being kindness of Tetzaloi, he just said, I don't want to be misatsimim b'din. But then when he talks here about a minug of lesson of Tzavadathan, a minug shalai lichter klal, so here he speaks that tackle that has to do with the Beni b'ini. You have to see the Rashba inside. Mama says like that. He starts off, he wants to be right from a bit of time. And he says, maybe you say it's not the same in a case where they're no less than Hutzav Adafna, they're Machban and Hezekiah. Malcolm Shnoi looked at Cloud, they're not Machban and Hezekiah, so maybe it's not comparable. She says, no, but even in a place where they're no less than Hutzav Adafna, what's at the end of the day the problem? That Beni Ubeni, they're constantly being nisik with Hezekiah, and they're not Machban and the Beni Ubeni. And if not being Machban and the Beni Ubeni doesn't, if not being Machban and a frequent Beni Ubeni is not acceptable, then not being Machbid all the time is certainly not acceptable. So it's clear in the Rashba, and the Ramban anyway is that way, that the story here is a Beni Ubeni, the story. I was wondering, I think now in the light of what we worked through, we have to think about it from scratch. Lefid the Rabbeinu Yoina, the first opinion in the Rashba, that a minug shaloi ligda klal is a good minug. What's the chiddush of Hutzav Adafn? Ask the Nigib Hutzav Adafn. It's a chiddush that it's a good minhag. Why is it a chiddush? Even a minhag shloi lig b'klal is a good minhag. So Allah has kama v'chama minhag of Hutzav Adafn. I think the answer in the way I was saying the answer is poshut. It's not comparable. A minhag shloi lig b'klal. That's not a shtus. And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it is a good minug. They're not Machban Hezekiah, because they a minug of Hutzav Adafna, does it have a minug that it's a shtus? That is a shtus. You want to be Machban Hezekiah and you're making Hutzav Adafna, maybe that's a shtus. So the Mishnah tells me, Kamash Malon, but that's not a shtus. Hutzav Adafna is not a shtus. Less than Hutzav Adafna maybe is a shtus. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't talk about less than Hutzav Adafna. It's hard to know what he holds about that. A kaponim is very smack. If we say that Rabbeinu Yonah has to go with the Mahalach Hushtus, I mean, he doesn't have to like a minute of time at all, but even if you don't like a minute of time, but there's a Salkadait that includes to the Daphne is no good. You see in the Gemara, there's a Kamash Malon, there's a Salkadait that leading Hutzav Adafna is no good. Why would Hutzav Adafna be no good? So again, it'll depend. We'll feel the Rashi because maybe it's a Tos, because there's going to be a certain amount of Beni Ubeni, a lot of Beni. Not a huge amount, but there's going to be a fair amount of Beni Ubeni. So maybe that's a toss. So Kamasu no Hutzav Adafna is not a toss, but less than Hutzav Adafna is a toss. So Kavachaymer Lusish, like Luda Klaal is a toss. Toss means it's not acceptable, it's indecent. Masha'enkin Lafi Rabbeinu Yonah. He thinks even a Minish Luda Klaal is acceptable. So if a Minish Luda Klaal is acceptable, so what's the Chiddush of Hutzav Adafna? I think the finish is, I would have thought Hutzav Adafna is a shtus. Meaning, not to be greater at all, that's acceptable. Not to live with Hezekiah is acceptable. But if you already have a minute to be greater there, but you're doing with Hutzav Adafna, that's a shtus, so it's not a valid minute. And what about less than Hutzav Adafna? So that's Rabbeinu Tam. We don't know if Rabbeinu Yonah holds like Rabbeinu Tam or not. I gotta stop here. Okay, I think it works out. I think it works out very well. The Nekudas of Achleikus comes out like there's the Nekudas of Achleikus between, let's say, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. is that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the nidun of the Gemara, the chiddush of Hutzav Adafna, is that it's not a tos. And less than Hutzav Adafna is like Rabbeinu Tam is a tos. Tos means it's not acceptable to live with so much hezekri. So I had there was a salka daituch. The Mishnah had to teach me that even Hutzav Adafna is a tos. Even Hutzav Adafna is too much hezekri to live with. Kamaskun Hutzav Adafna is acceptable. But less than Hutzav Adafna is Meduya, because Rabbeinu Tam is Medaik, less than Hutzav Adafna is Taka, not acceptable. That much hezekri is not, so much hezekri is not acceptable. So if that's the pshat, that's what we call tos. That's the pshat. Then welcome Shinogu Shaloy Lig the Clouds of Adam, not acceptable, because that's the biggest toast of all. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the Chiddush of Hutzav Adafna is not that it's not a toast, but that it's not a shtus. Less than Hutzav Adafna maybe is a shtus. Could be. He doesn't talk about it. Maybe less than Hutzav Adafna is a shtus. But welcome Shaloy Lig the Clouds is not a shtus. Why is that? That's not a shtus. Maybe it's a rishus, but it's not a shtus. That's your way again. And the Rashba takas is a loss of shtus. I think that stems very well, because the Rashba, that's why the Rashba, at the end of the day, he doesn't agree to Rabbeinu Yonah for other reasons. But he doesn't bring the Raya from Hutzav Adafna. He doesn't bring the Raya from Rabbeinu Tam. Because he learns Pshat and Gemara about Hutzav Adafna and Pochas Hutzav Adafna. It's a Gemara about shtus. They want to do Hezekiah, but they do it in a stupid way. So that's a minute shtus. Welcome to the Shemelgu Shleilig the Klal. It's not a shtus. So that's that he takes many samach 2 days. And even though he comes down on the side of the Rashba in the end, but not because of the Gemara, but Hutzav Adafna. That's the Shittasa. Okay, that's the way we got the difference between the shtus and the tos. Okay, tomorrow, go on to the next Gemara. Not all. And I hope by the end of the week to get to the mission of Makif and Nikif. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes.
When the Rashba, that Rashba, Bezam and Bez, when he continues that.